65 miles or so from Cleveland.
Yeah, okay. Of course, they cut off the TV coverage right at the good spot to see what actually happened, but it looks to me he stalled it. I was pulling the nose up a little too high, but who knows? I'm no expert just looking at the video.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell what the airspeed was, but, you know, those airplanes with the double wings, I mean, they have a very, very slow stall speed. It almost looked like he was going to roll out of it, and instead of rolling out of it, he rolled the other way. Just when they cut off the video, so I don't know if he did go below airspeed and lost control that way, or something actually happened to the controls and he lost it that way. I don't know. Just a tragic accident.
Yeah, that's for sure, John. It's a shame to have that happen. The guy could do hundreds and hundreds or thousands of hours, but you never know what might happen mechanically, like you said, or, you know, it's the problem. I guess the wind would ever change. It's tough when you're flying at slower speeds, which I'm sure he was. So, okay, well, I just worked just a while ago and talked to NX9B and Alan out there, ASV, and I thought, well, I'll try 29, see what's happening today.
Okay, well, have you been reading the MSAT bulletin board about Hector's little expedition that starts today?
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't go back and check the dates. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, tonight on the FO-29 and whatever, VO-52 probably, he's going to be in, I think, EL-82. And that's a new grid for me, so it's probably a new grid for most everybody. Then he's going to 71-72, which I already have, but he's going to try to go to EL-81, if he can get there on the beach, so, but that's going to be later, maybe Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but tonight he ought to be in EL-82, that would be a good grid to get.
Yeah, it sounds good. I didn't check, but I'm sure I don't have that myself either. If you don't, I can't imagine I do. I haven't upgraded for a while. I think I have 165 grids confirmed ARRL. I'm sure I'm up over 250, but I think I'll wait a while and send a bunch in at one time. I don't use the electronic QSL, but it seems a real pain, and you wait forever from ARRL to do anything with the stuff you send in.
Yeah, it just depends. You know, it just depends when they get around to processing a badge or whatever. You get in at the right time, you can get it processed right away. You just never know. But I'm waiting for some confirmations from Yuri that his last crossing, you know, when he got off the ship there, he kind of disappeared. So, but I suspect this fall when he comes back, just before he comes back to this ship, whichever ship he's going to go to, he'll do a bunch of QSLs. And when he does that, then I'll make another filing, I think. But I'm waiting, you know, there's no rush.
Yeah, well, of course, you have tons and tons of them already. You're up there, I guess, at the top of the list. But I agree, and I'm waiting for Yuri also. I sent a spreadsheet with a whole bunch of grids from this last time, and his QS manager said that he got there and
waiting on Yuri's blog. So we know, again, that it's just a matter of waiting, and I can imagine the time Yuri puts into all that stuff to help us out, which is really great.
Yeah, he puts in a lot of time, and boy, when he leaves the ship, though, he's on vacation, he's like incommunicado. I don't hear a word from him, so, and that's a good deal. I mean, he is obviously having a good time, and knows how to separate the work from the play. Okay, Tom, you're a little weak now. I don't know what your horizon looks like there. We're getting close to the 180 stop. It's going to flip around here. WB3CSY, KYS8.
Okay, John, fine. Yeah, I have a big pin-up tree in the backyard, and it's right in the path of my transmit antenna now. So, I'll say 73. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. KYSE, this is Rick, WB3CSY. Thanks a lot, 73.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that, Rick. WB3CSY, KYSE. We'll see you.
Okay, John.
Two, Toronto, Maria, Alice, Toronto.
November 8, Mike Sierra from Cave Yankee Sugar Echo. Yeah, you're pretty weak, but I hear you.
Alpha Foxtrot Charlie, Charlie Charlie, AF5TC, Alpha Foxtrot 5, Charlie Charlie, calling CQFO 29 and by.
Alpha Fox 5, Charlie Charlie, from Kilo 8 Yankee, Sugar Echo, Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo.
That's Alpha Foxtrot 5, Charlie Charlie.
Kilo 8 Yankee Sugar Echo, K8 Yankee Sugar Echo, over.
Was that 218 Yankee Sugar Echo?
QSL, QSL, you're about 5 and 5 here in Echo November 91, Echo November 91, QSL.
Yeah, QSL, Kilo 8 Yankee Sugar Echo, Alpha Fox
5, Charlie, so I think your name is John, name here is also John. You're about a 5 and 5 also, 5 and 5 also, and Echo Mike 04, QSL.
QSL, EM04 there. You gotta be close to Alpha Alpha 5, Charlie Kilo. He's in Echo Mike 04 also, over.
Hey, Yankee Sugar Echo, you're about 5 and 5,
about 5 and 5,
Echo Mike 04, Echo Mary 04, QSL.
QSL, 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 QSL. We got you, John, no problem. We'll catch you later there, Alpha Fox 5, Charlie Charlie, from Kilo 8, Yankee Sugar Echo 73.
Yeah, Roger, nice to meet you again, John. You have a call here, Alpha 5, Kilo 8, and that's a
73,
thanks for the call here
on Echo 49. Okay. Okay, sounds good. 73, have a good one. Yep, Alpha Foxtrot 5, Charlie Charlie, okay, Yankee Sugar Echo, 73.
I'm on here, 73, Jeff. I'm going to satellite, Alpha Foxtrot 5,
yeah.